One of my favorite movie lines is from Tim Burton's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory that stars Johnny Depp. It happens when all the children are introducing themselves to Willy Wonka, and Violet Beauregard says that she's going to win the prize no matter what. And Willy Wonka, or Johnny Depp, turns to her and says, and with the camera angles, he's looking down on her, and he says, "Well, you certainly have confidence, and confidence is key." And then he just kind of smirks and turns the other way, as that character does. And for some reason, that line is one that I always remember in certain situations when I need a little extra confidence. So if that's you, I'm so glad that you've joined us today for the Focal Points podcast, sponsored by my friends at Enphoto. This is Focal Points, hosted by Dori Howell and brought to you courtesy of Enphoto. Let's go ahead and get started. So what exactly is confidence? If we're going to talk about it, we should at least define and have a common understanding of what confidence is. So I looked up, you know, my good friends at Merriam-Webster's.com, and I said, you know, what is the meaning of confidence? And according to the dictionary, confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Now, when it comes to our business, sometimes it can feel like there's not a lot that we can rely on. There's not a lot of guarantees when it comes to running your own business, especially when you're first starting out. And you have to find that confidence in someone or something. And the person that you're going to find that confidence in is going to be yourself. You cannot necessarily rely on your spouse to support your dreams and make sure everything happens. You can't rely on loved ones or parents or friends or family or anything like that. The person that you need to rely on is yourself and your skills. Those are the only things you have when you're going to start this business. Now, you have to be able to be confident to sell your clients what you offer. You have to believe that what you're doing is in their best interest so that you can sell to them. You have to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt. You have to want to serve them well and believe that what you're doing is satisfying that area of service. You have to have confidence in what you're selling. You need to rely on what you're selling, that you're selling good, beautiful products from reputable companies like Enphoto. You have to have confidence in your clients that they want what you're selling, and confidence that you're doing what is in their best interest. All of those things are key when you're starting out. And if you can't get behind these ideas, you are going to struggle when it comes to starting and continuing to run your business. Now, at the very beginning, like I said, we don't have a lot of things that we can rely on. But the great thing is confidence is a skill. Confidence is something that's going to stretch. As you grow, it's going to grow. And you're going to be put in a lot of situations where you may not feel confident at the beginning of it, but at the end, you're going to be so excited that you can finally say, yeah, I did that. And you can have a basis for a repeatable pattern in your business, whether that's the amount of sales that you make, the amount of sessions that you book, your great experience that you offer them. As you grow as a business owner, your confidence will grow. But like I said, it's not usually something that happens right out of the gate. It's something that you develop. And it's something that happens as you learn and you get better at something. So most photographers, or even salesperson, most people in general are not good at anything the first time they do it. So I don't know about you, but I can pretty much look at a great musician and know that they spent hours and hours in the practice room. I can look at a great athlete and know that they spent hours and hours and hours in coaching and therapy and all the different things that they needed to get better at their sport. No one is naturally good and exceptional at something right from the start, like out of the womb. Like it just doesn't happen. Everyone needs to start someplace. And some people do start with more natural ability than others. I'm not going to deny that. Like, I will never be as fast as Usain Bolt. I mean, it's just never, ever going to happen. It never would have happened when I was 22 either, because I'm just not built that way. But I could have, if I wanted to, become a better track or a better runner if I spent time practicing and working on it. But not in the same way. Like, right, we all know that. Nobody here is going to be Usain Bolt or anything like that. But because we know we're not good at something the very first time we do it, we know we're going to practice. We're not good at sales the first time we have someone in front of us wanting to buy our art. We're not good the first time we pick up a camera. We're not good the first time we try and write copy for our website. Those things take time. Go back and look at the first social media post that you posted, or the first like Facebook status that you posted, or anything like that. It's just a little cringy, right? So you have to understand that you have to be able to grow, and your confidence is going to work as you do that. So it takes practice learning, and mostly takes experience. You can't be perfect at everything the very first time. We know that. And the thing is, the road to success and becoming more confident in your business is paved with failure. How horrible does that sound? That to be a success, the only way to be a success is that you have to fail over and over and over. And maybe not failure in such like horrible terms, but little mix-ups. Like for me, a failure isn't someone not spending as much as I want them to spend, or I need them to spend on a session. But there might be little things within that process that I was with them, whether it was they weren't the right client for me, or I didn't offer them the right products, or I didn't provide the images that they were expecting, or I didn't provide the service that they should have gotten. There are little failures within that whole transaction that make it so I didn't get the results that I needed. And that can shake your confidence because I can't rely. Obviously, there's something in there that I could not rely on. So understanding that the road to success is paved with failures, which just sounds horrible, right? Who would even want to go down that road? But if you understand how that works, your confidence will grow. So don't be worried if you don't have the confidence that you think you should have at this point in time. There is a saying, I don't love it for photography circles because I don't think we should do this with our clients, but you do hear people say, fake it till you make it. And sometimes, that is what you have to feel like you're doing in order to see the success that you want. Now, we work with pretty great pieces of equipment. There's not a lot of sessions that I go into where I feel like my camera is going to let me down. Now, because worst case scenario, I can pop it into auto and it's still going to take great pictures, right? I mean, it's a $7,000 piece of equipment. It's going to take good pictures. But if I put it in manual, then I have to have a little bit control. And I'm not going to lie, I've been in situations where I have not been able to think fast enough on my feet to get the images and the results that we needed in manual. So I've put it in aperture priority mode, or I've even flipped it into manual because I knew the client needed a certain level of skill with the camera. And also they were expecting certain results. They don't know that I'm doing it. And to be honest with you, I think it makes me a better photographer to be able to admit that I don't always shoot in manual. For the most part, I do. But when things get tricky and timelines are tight and clients are sitting there waiting and my brain kind of frizzes out, I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but sometimes when all of this stuff is going on in a session, my brain just kind of short circuits sometimes. And I don't have 15 minutes just to kind of sit back, take a deep breath, and just reevaluate everything. So I'll just flip it into auto and let it go. And maybe I'll just do that for a couple shots and then go back. But it helps me just gain a little bit of time. And to be honest with you, that method gives me more confidence because I can rely on my camera to give me good results when I am struggling a little bit in the session itself. So, okay. I haven't given you a lot of good news here. You know, success is built on failure. Confidence is hard. I have to grow into it. I'm not good at anything the very first time I do it. All of that is really like kind of like gloom and doom. Like this doesn't sound very promising, Dory. Here's the thing. Everybody's bad at something the first time they do it. It's not just you. And there's ways that you can actively take steps to become better in your business. And I'm going to share those tips with you after this word from our great sponsor and photo. Are you tired of generic photo albums that don't do your beautiful images justice? Look no further than Enphoto's range of handcrafted albums made with the finest materials. These albums are a perfect way to showcase your beautiful photos that truly captures how gorgeous they actually are. And the best part is that as a listener of the Focal Points podcast, you can get a 75% discount off your sample album by signing up for an account using the link in our show notes. Visit Focal Points Podcast today. Go to that link, sign up for an account, and start showing off your work in a beautiful, beautiful way. All right. So before the break, we were talking about confidence and how it didn't really sound very promising, but it is so encouraging. And I want you to come away with really feeling encouraged in this, knowing that we always have room to grow. No matter where you are in your business, no matter where you are in your skill set, there's always room to be better. And that is such great news. But here are some things that I think can really help people when it comes to gaining more confidence in their business. And the number one thing, and this is similar to also overcoming fear, these are very closely situated topics, right? Lack of confidence and fear. Lack of confidence is usually because of fear. So some of the things that you do for not being so fearful are going to be the things that you can do to gain more confidence. So the first thing, and I've talked about this before in the podcast, is you need to practice. Practice, practice, practice. You don't pull your camera out of the box and automatically just take it to your first session and expect that it's going to do everything that you want it to do right out of the box. You usually are going to spend a little bit of time practicing. The same goes for your sales skills. A lot of people, I know for a fact, there's a lot of photographers out there who do not practice their sales process, that don't have friends and family come in and say, hey, I need to practice this. Can you sit through my presentation and then give me some feedback at the, when we're done? I honestly don't know anyone who's done that, anyone that I've coached or anything like that. I've done it. I did it a few times when I was really concentrating on my IPS process just to get things down. I actually posted in my mom's group that I needed to practice something and I needed 3 people. And could they come to my studio? And I would pay them for their time. And they sat through my sales presentation and they asked all the questions that I needed them to ask. And it helped me because I didn't have anything to risk by doing it for people who weren't really clients. But I would have a lot to risk if I were doing it in front of the clients who are actually paying me money. I wouldn't be prepared. I would be nervous. I wouldn't understand some of the questions that were naturally going to come up. And those questions helped me tighten up my sales process so that when people were sitting in front of me, they didn't ask those questions because I knew how to address those before the questions were asked, if that makes sense. But practicing is so, so key. Now, those of you who have been following me for a while, you've heard this story before. It's not something that I've shied away from talking about, the fact that when I was in school for vocal performance and I was studying to be an opera singer, that's my background is vocal performance. I had a professor who we had to take a master class with, and I had to do this my last 2 years in college. Everyone hated it. Everyone was scared of this class. It was horrible. It was like at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday and a Friday. Like, talk about crappy time placement, right? And you would go in, you would get your pieces that you needed to learn. And she expect major, major progress between classes on your pieces. And at every class, you'd stand up in front of the classroom and usually maybe a few guest professors. You would sing a piece or a section of your piece, because sometimes you didn't automatically learn the whole thing, in 2 days, but you would sing a section of your piece. And then people would have basically the go-ahead to tear you apart and tell you everything that you were doing wrong. And she was ruthless. Professor Miller was ruthless. Now, she probably didn't think she was being ruthless, but I interpreted that way. I hated that class. I had stomach issues because of that class. I did almost everything I could not to go to that class. Looking back, though, that class was a gift, and I really should have leaned into it. I was just too young to understand this at the time and be like, this is a gift. I need to go in and take every bit of criticism that they're doling out on me. I need to take all of it and I need to look for more, because what that did was that drove me to be a better performer and a better singer. But it was a harsh, harsh process. But guess what? At the end of those semesters, when we sang for our final concert, and for our final concert, we would be inviting friends and family to come and listen to us sing and present these pieces that we'd been working on all semester, we were ready. We were more than ready. I knew those songs and those languages that I was singing in and the interpretations of those songs. I knew them backwards and forwards. partly because I was scared to do it wrong and I knew she was going to grade very harshly, but because someone had been kind enough to me to tell me all the things that I was doing wrong that I couldn't see. We do so many things in our business that we think are okay, right? Like, oh, well, that's how they do it. So that's how I must do it. And we interpret everything a certain way. But unless someone comes in and gives us feedback, real honest feedback, we really don't know how all those things are being interpreted. So for a while, I had a sales room in my, I did it in my basement, in my studio, and I had my computer set up and everything, and this really nice dual screen system and everything, but it didn't look the best. I'll be honest, it didn't look the best. And it took another photographer coming down into my studio, kind of looking at it and being like, Dory, this isn't going to work. It was functional, but it didn't justify, like it didn't give that high-end experience that I wanted my clients to have when they came into my home. So what did I do? I bought a new couch. I got a new TV. I rearranged the computer system. I got a coffee table. I offered drinks and totally changed how I presented things to my clients. And it made a huge difference. Not only was I was proud to bring people into this environment, but people were more comfortable. They commented on it and they spent more money. That was the great thing that happened with getting that feedback, adjusting to that feedback, taking it to heart, taking action on it, and seeing how that played out with clients. So practice is key. When it also comes to your confidence, controlling your mind is so important. We humans are wired to automatically lean towards the negative almost all the time. If someone tells you that they don't like your shirt, we automatically think that they don't like us. They don't want to have coffee with us. They think we're horrible. When automatically they're just saying, I don't like your shirt today, but you're still a great person. But we always go down that rabbit hole of negativity. If you can control your mind, that will be the most powerful thing that you can do for your business and for building your confidence. You need to speak to yourself positively instead of taking the negative idea. Oh my gosh, they didn't hire me because I charge too much and I need to change my pricing schedule and they hated the images, blah, 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 blah. Could it be that maybe they just didn't hire you because they decided not to have pictures taken and they'll call you in the future? Could it be that maybe people want to work with you, but you close them off because of your fear. And so they don't feel like they can be truly transparent with you in the session itself. So by being able to control your mind and what your mind thinks and focus more on the positive and the glass being half full than half empty, that is going to be your biggest gift that you can give yourself. That's something that I have worked on very diligently over the past 10 years of really trying to look at things from other perspectives in a positive light. And one thing that I do a lot when I'm going into a situation where I'm a little unsure and I need to take a little bit of a risk and I need to step out a little bit is I ask myself, what is the worst that can happen if this doesn't work? Right? What's the worst that can happen? Many times the worst that can happen is really not that big a deal. So they don't hire me. Okay. So they don't buy as many images. Okay. So they don't refer me to friends. Okay. Or any wild, we have some, our imaginations are so, so vast that we can come up with any type of scenario. But if you think about what's the worst that can happen if they don't hire me? Okay, I don't get the job. What's the worst that can happen if I do a marketing campaign and it doesn't work? I tried something, it didn't work. What's the worst that can happen if I change cameras? Or what's the worst that can happen if I raise prices? Understanding what is the worst can really give you a better understanding of how much risk you're willing to take when you take action in your business. If the worst thing that can happen is that no one ever hires you again and your business will go under, first of all, what are the chances of that really happening? Probably pretty slim. But if that's the worst that can happen and you don't want to take that risk, maybe you don't want to take action on that thing that you're contemplating because you can't risk that. Okay, so try something a little bit different, where you can feel a little bit more confident in the actions that you take. Another thing to build your confidence is I always encourage my coaching clients is to focus on the positive end result. And this is a visualization technique that I did learn in school, but it's something that started in the athletics world, is that when you're going to a big game or you have a big performance, sit down, close your eyes, breathe in and out. walk through the process from beginning to end in a perfect way. So for us, that would look like going through, okay, we sent we got an inquiry. We sent them the response email. They responded that they wanted to book us. That's great. Maybe hop on the phone call. They love everything that we have to say. They're ready to book. They give me the credit card over the phone. Then we go through this whole process. What is the exact thing that you want to happen in this process? Visualize that from beginning to end, all the way through all the different steps. And it can take a while. If you want to visualize your whole process with a client, to sit down and do that, it could take you 45 minutes. That's a lot of concentration, like meditation time, that it took me a long time to be able to do that fully. But it's something that's so powerful. It's training your brain for the outcome that you want. And it's letting you see all the different discrepancies that you have, what you need to change, where you feel a little uneasy in your process. You can work on all those things. And it's just mind work. I think also we need to remember that people hire us because they want to do business with us. We are not lawyers. We are not insurance agents. We are not accountants. We are not H&R Block. When people call us and people give us money, that is because they want to do business with us. They believe in us. And many times what we do is, instead of taking that as a compliment, we get all up in our feelings and think, oh my gosh, but now they're not going to want to buy anything. They're not going to buy any products. They're going to hate these images and all those different things. Again, going back to controlling your mind and realizing that some of those things just are not true. Your brain will lie to you. Don't let it lie to you. Focus on the positive end result. Remember that people want to do business with you. That's so important. Okay, I love this next one because this is exactly what I am. Find a cheerleader, find a coach, a mentor, a business bestie that you can share these things with you. That they can be your hype people. They can be your wingmen. I have a couple of those in my camp. People who I know want what's best for me and they believe in me 100% no matter what happens. And sometimes I need to borrow their beliefs in myself to do things that sometimes scare me. Like, okay, Heather believes I can do this. Kimberly believes that I can do this. I'm going to do it. Like, borrow their bravery, and that's okay. And sometimes you have to pay for it. So hiring a coach or a mentor is a great investment because they want what's best for you. They want to see your success, and they have no emotional attachment to your past history or experiences or anything like that. They're just in the moment with you, and they want to see you succeed. That can be some of the best money that you can spend. And if you need that, please reach out to me because I would love to be your cheerleader. The next thing you can do to really increase your confidence in your business is just educate yourself. Not only practice, but read those business books, listen to those business podcasts, take bits and pieces and put those things into action as you grow. Get better with your camera skills. Yeah, we can all take a pretty good image. And like I said earlier, sometimes you got to pop it into auto, but if you can be better at those things and that isn't something that you have to do and you can rely on your skills and get better and better and better, that's the best case scenario, right? And the last thing that you can do to gain more confidence in your business, again, celebrate the success and secure those happy thoughts around those situations. So if you were going into a sales appointment, for example, and you were really dreading them seeing these images because you didn't think they were your best, or you didn't think they were a great representation of the work that you can do. And at the end of the sales appointment, you walk in, you thought that they were just gonna hate them all and not buy anything. Yet they buy your biggest package and it's your biggest sale ever. Celebrate that success. Go out to lunch, go out to dinner, go buy a pair of shoes, get a manicure, get a pedicure, do something that you want to do in celebration of that moment. Secure that idea in your brain that this was a great thing. Always leaning into the positive, always leaning into the experience of it. You can control so much of this by how you think. And then the thing with confidence, and this is the part that, you know, everyone wants these steps. How do I gain more confidence? I'm just so scared all the time. The biggest thing that you need to do, or that you can do, to become more confident in your business and in life in general, is just take massive actions and do things that scare you. Because again, what's the worst thing that can happen? It might be awesome. But if you really take those big actionable steps in your business, you are going to see so much more growth than someone who just sits back and takes these baby steps and stays in their comfort zone. And that's something that you hear a lot, but I've seen it in action. I know it can work. So when you are thinking about getting more confident in your business, come back to this podcast. Take advantage of these tips that I have given you here today. Practice, control your mind, focus on the positive end result. Remember that people want to do business with you. Find that cheerleader. Continue to get better and continue to educate yourself and celebrate the successes. You are going to see so much more positive movement in your business than you ever thought possible. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Focal Points Podcast. My name is Dori Howell. If you need a coach, a mentor, or a cheerleader, I would love to be considered. Shoot me a message on Instagram at thedorihowell.com, or you can always find me at dori@dorihowell.com. Special thanks to Enphoto. Check out their 75% sample offer. It's one of the best around, and you will not be disappointed in the products that you get. We will see you next time on the Focal Points Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to the show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast. That's blog.enphoto.com/podcast. Get the download for this program and link to a wonderful, wonderful 75% off special for your first sample order from Enphoto. You don't want to miss it.